Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in program number 314. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how to receive a CD or a audio tape absolutely free. Postage and handling is taken care of. The Lord has burdened me with the souls of the people of this world. God didn't charge me. Jesus never charged me. The Holy Spirit never charged me. All three are one for my salvation, and therefore I don't want to charge you. However, the Bible does tell you to tithe, and so consider that. Consider it deeply, because if you don't tithe, you know, the Lord says that you're robbing God, and I'm trying to get as many people in the world serviced with literature and tapes and CDs, and I can't, you know, with the Lord I can do all things with Him, but if you're a part of the body of Christ, well, then I'm sure you'll do your utmost to do this. We have some songs today. We've got a strong message, and we've got some testimonials. We get these testimonies from all over the world, and they're really good. I've never heard such good mail. It just really blesses me to know that people are receiving the messages that the Lord has given me. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint outwardly and inwardly our spirits to receive that which He has prepared for us today. That's what we're obligated to do, is to walk in the Spirit, the powerful Spirit, the multiple powerful Spirit, the Spirit that has many facets to it. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit, your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come down upon me, and that you'll talk through me today, that souls shall be saved, and that the church be strengthened, and that the church will be, and the people who are going to be saved will be spared from the hour of temptation, which hour we are now living in. And we need to, Lord, that they will have the power to keep their minds on you rather than the things of this world. Soul saved, church strengthened, Father, and destroy the works of iniquity, sin in this world, those that are dyed in the wool, Satan worshipers, those that follow Satan. Destroy them with a great destruction, Father God. Do not spare them at all. I pray that's what the Spirit, your Spirit, is telling me to pray. Stop them, Father, from doing their wickedness and their destruction in this world. It is written that those in hell will look at him narrowly and say, are you the one that made the world a desolation? Destroy, Father God. It is your will. Father, or you wouldn't be praying this through me. Father, or allowing me to pray this to you. Lord, make every crooked way straight. I ask it. We all ask it. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone agrees by saying amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Now, we have one of my very favorite singers in the whole world, because he's a gospel singer. And he is, his voice has the power of God in it. God is not weak. The weakness of God is stronger than all mankind put together. This is Fig Springman singing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach,
A Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego heaped on the coals and the red hot brimstone. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, 7 times hotter than it ought to be. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego burned up the soldiers what the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it couldn't even burn a hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Ho, ho, ho! Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called Ador when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Abednego.
Praise the Lord. This is the truth out of the Bible. The things of the Lord are foolishness unto those that are lost, and the things of the world are foolishness unto those of us that are saved. We were once into the foolishness of the world, but thank God that He's there. He is the living one. He's the only one that's alive in the entire universe. And we must be in Him. If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be in the living one. We must be in the Spirit. Jesus in the first chapter of Revelation said, I am the living one. I was dead, and now I am alive forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
So, in all the universe, everything else is dead. Those that are in Adam, they're all dead in their sins and trespasses. And the only one that is alive in the whole world, we're dead in our sins and trespasses. We're all dead until we enter into the living one. And when we enter into Him, then we have the power to keep the commandments of the Lord, and we have the key to the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, we have some testimonies here. Where's the first one from?
From Rock Springs, Georgia. Hello, Pastor Lamo. I hope when you receive my humble words that you will be found enjoying good health along with your loved ones, and may our Lord Jesus bless you always. Mr. Tony Lamo, my name is Johnny. I am a prisoner in the state of Georgia. I am writing because in the other prison I was at, there was a friend who had a lot of your literature. I started to read them and liked them very much. I like how you preach the Word of God. I like how you call us to know and to put all our life in His hands, and also not to be blinded by the Catholic Church and the Roman popes. All that you say regarding them is the truth, Mr. Lamo. Before this, I had never opened a Bible or knew the Word of God until now, so that I could know Him and correct my life. The truth is that before I was going the wrong direction, but now I desire to know the Lord Jesus. This is why I am writing to you. Could you help me by sending me more information and literature so I can know more about God? I hope I have not taken too much of your time with my letter. This is all for now. Greetings to all the brethren, your friend Johnny from Rock Springs, Georgia.
You know, I have plenty of time to do the work of the Lord. That's what the Lord called me to. And people that write me, I mean, I pay great attention to your words, because it really lifts everyone in the church up to hear people that love the Lord and have just recently been saved, especially through the messages that the Lord gives me. It's just a real honor and so uplifting to myself to know that I'm on the right path. Amen? Because I know that no one can be saved unless the Holy Spirit draws them unto salvation. So that's how I know. One of the many reasons I know that it's the Holy Spirit living in me. And people that say that those of us that are preaching the gospel are of the devil, what you're doing, the Lord said, is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Because, and that's the only unforgivable sin on the face of this earth, is if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you call the Holy Spirit the spirit of Satan. And what you've done is you've blasphemed the Spirit of God. No forgiveness in this world, no forgiveness in the world to come. Now, you have another one?
Yes, from Frekhog, Norway.
Norway, oh, that's way up north. Okay, let's hear that one.
Dear Pastor Lamo, I have for some years been aware of the fact that the Vatican is the biggest and most hypocritical organization in the world, and how the former Pope was a Nazi.
Yeah, now you see the born-again Christians. The Lord said in the second chapter of Thessalonians that they would be falling away from the Lord, and they have become one with the Antichrist. Yes, the Vatican is not only hypocritical, but it happens to be the Antichrist, along with the, there's three parts to it. The Vatican, the government, one world government, and the one world media. So when you fall away from the Lord, you're worse than the Catholics are, because they don't know the truth. But you know the truth if you're a born of the Spirit Christian. If the spirit of might and power and glory, the resurrection glory of God has entered into, which is Jesus, has entered into you, and then you turn your back on the Lord. Those that are unsaved in the Catholic Church have an opportunity to be saved. But what you do, anybody that turns their back on the Lord Jesus Christ and falls back into the world, and the Holy Spirit has left you, after knowing the Spirit, there's no hope for you. You blaspheme the Holy Spirit as well. Now, two-thirds of our congregation, or maybe more, are former Catholics. And so there's a lot of Catholics that are going to be saved. But the ones that have been in our church and that have fallen away, after hearing as many messages, and after I have led them to the Lord, Sue and myself, by the preaching of the gospel, by the Holy Spirit, and they fall away, and they've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You've fallen away, and the Lord says that He sent strong delusions to you to make you believe a lie, that your soul might be damned. You actually believe that you're right, because God made you do that, because you hated His Word. And you know His Word is Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. When He stepped out of eternity, now, Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. So when they, one God, stepped out of eternity and stepped into incarnation, they came into this world by incarnation. They stepped into the body of a man. They put on mankind. In other words, deity became man. It covered this human body of his, covered the deity that he was and still is. And then the human flesh covered him. And that was God Almighty come in the flesh. The Bible says so all throughout the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Isaiah tells you that, and it states it in Matthew, all throughout the scriptures. That this is God Almighty came into the world. And to show that when the Spirit of God is in you, there's a time when the Spirit was not yet, because Christ had not resurrected from the dead. But after he resurrected from the dead, he was able to blow the Spirit, the resurrected, glorified Spirit of God, into his disciples. And they were saved. They were born again. And then, as I said many times before, and as the Bible says, that they were told to tarry in Jerusalem until they were endued with power. They had to, even though they had the Holy Spirit in them, they had to wait to receive the power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when that happens to them, if they turn away from the Lord after that, there remaineth no more forgiveness for them, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Look it up in your, I've brought many messages on, but you can look it up in your recordings. So, people have to be very careful if you don't want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So a lot of people are ridiculing pointing at the Vatican and saying that's the Antichrist. But look into some of these United Pentecostal churches and people that call themselves Christians. They're as vicious, if not more vicious, against true Christianity than Catholics are. I've met so many nice Catholics. When I was in Israel, I used to go and talk with this Catholic priest under a tree. We would sit there, and he was the most delightful person. And I also talked with this Mother Superior at the children's, or the hospital over in Memphis. And she was delightful. And there was a born-again Christian there that was her helper. He was a paid employee there, and he said, "She is a wonderful woman." And so I'm not against Catholics. I'm against their doctrine. And I'm against the fact that there may be some of them that are born again of the Spirit, but they need to know the Scriptures. They need to grow in Christ. And they need to know that the hierarchy of that organization is the Antichrist, who leads the world government and is the mother of every abomination on this earth. But we need to pray for him, amen?
Amen.
And that the media is the devil's mouth, that Satan uses human beings just like Jesus does. Jesus is using me right now. I pray for him to use me for the purpose of preaching good things into the world. Not hatred, but good things. And to do good. And, we're not to say, okay, we fed people, we've got a lot of good deeds that we've done to people and everything, because all of our good deeds are like filthy rags. It's good to feed and clothe and house people, and we do that. But that isn't going to get us into the kingdom of heaven. There isn't anything other than being in the living one, which is Christ, the one that was dead, and behold, he's alive forevermore. And he is the Holy Spirit. The Bible says after he was resurrected from the dead, he became a quickening spirit, a life-giving spirit, the life-giving spirit. And there's no other place where we can receive life eternal and to have not just a form of godliness, but the actual Godhead, the Father, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of the Son, and the Spirit of the Holy Spirit living within you. All three of them, of course, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit. And when that happens, you are saved, and you just, we're not going to get into heaven by doing good deeds. We have to be led by the Spirit, the Lord. And when the Spirit of God is in us, he doesn't tell us to figure out what we want to do that we think is good or what we think is evil. He doesn't want us to do either one. but he wants us to be led by the Spirit. Many times I thought that I was doing a good thing, and it was a good thing, you know, to help people and everything, but God wanted me clear on the other side of town. Amen?
Amen.
And so a lot of times I wanted to go preach downtown Los Angeles because I see there's a lot of unsaved souls there, and sometimes Santa Monica, there are unsaved souls everywhere. Hollywood, and the Lord says, no, I want you to do a message. I want you to do this or that. I want you to stay in today. And so no matter how we, you know, if we start following our own, what we think is good, then we will not feel the inward anointing or the law of the Spirit. Inside of every born-again Christian, there is the law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And we have to go by the quickening. We have to be led by the Spirit. Not our spirit, not what we think is good or anything like that, but we have to be led by the Lord, the law of the Spirit, the anointing within. And so it took a long time for me to learn that lesson. It would be wise for you to learn it from me because I have the experience to don't always do what you think is right, because there's a lot of time during the day when you can just do all kinds of things that you think are right, and they're not. But if we're not led by the Holy Spirit, if we're not led, if we don't observe the law, which is the Spirit of Christ, Christ is the law. It's the law of the Spirit of Christ. Amen?
Amen?
The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So we have to be into Him. We have to know what He wants us to do and what He wants us to say. So don't get antsy and start taking off because you think I'm not doing enough for the Lord today. Pray. That's why He wants us to pray always, because He could have you us doing or you doing something part of the day, and then on the other hand, he might say, okay, now go over to the airport, get on an airplane, and go to New York, and I'll lead you when you get there. But, you know, a lot of people that are not that strong in the Lord, they don't really know the voice of the Lord, and Satan is an imitator of the Holy Spirit. So you really have to be learn the Word. Learn the Word, and then you'll know whether it's the devil trying to putting you on a trip, or if it's really the Lord, or if it's just you thinking you're doing the will of the Lord. Okay, so I just had to say that about this woman that knows that the Catholic cult, she didn't say Catholic people, but that the Catholic cult, the hierarchy of it, is the most wicked, hypocritical. More than that, it's the actual Antichrist, one part of the three parts of the Antichrist. Okay, so go ahead.
I see a danger arising on the horizon, however, and that is how many Orthodox and Reformed Jews, especially in Israel, are turning their heads away from the Protestants who love them and towards the Vatican. However, it is not surprising, since Yeshua himself prophesied as much. Please, if you can give me more information than that which is available at your site, I would like to know, because he lives, L. Storstrand from Frekhaug, Norway.
Right, because he lives. Because he lives, you can be in Christ. The Lord wants to bag us all up into one body. Amen?
Amen.
And Faggy is going to be singing, Prepare Me a Body. And the Lord prepared God, the whole triune Godhead prepared a human body for him to incarnate in when he comes to earth, so that he could put humanity on himself, and so that he could minister to humanity. There wouldn't be anything that we could recognize about him that would be any different than any other human being, but inside him was the actual God of glory. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Amen?
Thank you,
Jesus. It makes me want to shout.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so you have another one?
Yes. From Manprobi Akragana. Dear Pastor Lamo, greeting in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. Please, I am very proud and glad to write you this letter because of the cassette you sent me. Thank you very much. As I received your Bible and the literature, including the Messiah book and cassette, my life has never been the same, even my family and friends. All these things have helped us pass through some troubles, and it will if we spread the word in order so that they will also accept Jesus as their personal Savior. So please, we need some of your literature and the t-shirts for this work of evangelism. The literature is going to be shared to the people in our community for them to know that you have encouraged us for this work. Please, we need about 200 copies of your literature and 10 t-shirts. We hope you will send us our request and God will give knowledge and understanding to your work. Amen. We will also pray for your good health and strength for you to live long and continue with your important work. Thank you very much. We hope to hear from you very soon. Yours faithfully, Reginald from Manaprobi, Accra, Ghana.
The people that really get saved want to wear our t-shirts and sweatshirts to show that they stand with us in the doctrine, the true doctrine of the Lord. And they're proud of it, and they want to wear those t-shirts. That's what the t-shirts are all about. Okay, now, John 6:33. I read some of this few words here on the yesterday's tape, but I want to read them again so I get you back up to speed. Now, John 6:33 also states that, quote, it is the Spirit who gives life. So the Spirit of God is life. The flesh profits nothing. In other words, everything else is dead except the Holy Spirit. So the only profitable thing in the entire world, in the whole universe, is the Spirit of God. And so if you're paying attention to anything in the world, you're wasting your time because it's nothing. God said that the flesh, or anything that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, profits nothing, zero. So the words, Jesus said, which I have spoken to you, are spirit and are life. So in other words, he's saying that the word is spirit. So if you want to know how to get into the Spirit, step into the Word of God. When you step into the Word of God, you are stepping into Jesus. You're getting into Jesus. All right? So, we see then that life is also related to the Holy Spirit. Both of them are one. In other words, life, eternal life, the light is the Word of God, the Spirit, the Word, all these are the Spirit. You have to just get used to spiritual living. So I'm saying again, everything that's related to the Spirit, there are so many facets to the Spirit of God. Life is, Jesus's life is the Spirit. The light, the Word of God, is the Spirit. The Spirit is the Spirit. The Word is Spirit, and it is also life. All these are the Holy Spirit. Your life is connected to the Holy Spirit if you're born again of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, who also is life, is also the Word. So you can gain more of God's Spirit by reading His Word, which is Spirit and life. The Word is Spirit, Holy Spirit, and holy life. The Holy Word is also Holy Spirit and the holy life. The holy life with the Word has a connection and is related to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit, the life, and the Word are also the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. 1 John 1:1-4. 1 John 1:1-4. It states, quote, that which was from the beginning, which of course is the Word, in the beginning was the Word, amen?
Amen.
Which we have heard, we've heard the word of life. We've heard the word, the Spirit, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. In other words, the Spirit of life. Everything else, remember, is dead without walking in the Holy Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, all right? The Word. Christ Jesus is the Word. And the life was manifested. It was shown to the people in the world. And we have seen and testify and report to you the meaning of eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. He's talking about the apostles. It was manifested to we, the apostles. That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship. You that are living today may have fellowship with us. With the Father, of course. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So God came into the world in a man named Jesus Christ. It was God in him, but the man was named Jesus Christ. And these things we have written that are joy may be made full, unquote. You can tell there are two more additional things that are connected to life. Life eternal, I'm talking about. The only life that is available in this world, immortal life, which is only in the Spirit. And Jesus, remember, is the Spirit. And it's only found in the Word of God. And even though I was born again without reading the Word of God, and also when God showed me my wife, Sue, there was two golden pipes that came down from the kingdom of heaven. One of them was asking all kinds of questions. There were like, it seemed like thousands of questions coming out of my heart, and the other golden pipe was coming down from heaven into my heart, giving me all the answers. And yet, and I didn't even know what the questions were that were coming out of my heart or what the answers were that were coming into my heart, but it seemed like I knew so much, everything. But really, I didn't. I had to actually study the Word of God. Even Christ studied, and every living human being, and he was a human being with the fullness of the Godhead, the glory of the living Godhead living inside that human body. So there are many additional things that are related or connected to life, eternal life. Life eternal, and one of them is fellowship. One of the most important ones also is fellowship with the Lord. Fellowship with the Father. And when you're fellowshipping with your Father, you're also fellowshipping with Jesus. When you're fellowshipping with the Father and you're fellowshipping with Jesus, you're also fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And two more. Joy. You receive joy because you know that you're in communion with the Lord. You're communicating with Him. And you know you're saved when that's happening, because the Spirit of life would not be dealing with you and talking to you, and you'd be able to talk to Him. Therefore, light, the Word of God, is connected to life, eternal, because Jesus said that His Word is Spirit and life. Amen?
Amen.
Now, because the life, which is Jesus, the Word, the Spirit, because the life and the light of mankind is Jesus, and the light, remember, is the Word of God, because it lightens, tells us what's happening, amen,
amen,
in the spiritual realm. Now, so, because the life and the light of mankind is Jesus, and the Spirit is connected to life because it is life, because the Spirit is Jesus, and He, Jesus, is the life. Fellowship is also life. Without fellowship with the Lord, you don't have life. You don't even know that you have eternal life if you're not fellowshipping with Him, because when you fellowship with Him, He's definitely going to, when you communicate, when you fellowship with His Word, you're going to be able to fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with the Father, with Jesus. Fellowship is also the part of related to the Spirit, because fellowship is with the Lord Jesus, with God, with the Holy Spirit. And joy is also connected to life, which is also Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It's a joyful thing to know that you're in Jesus, that you're, and now the incarnation of God's triune, the triune God, He's in you if you're born of the Spirit. Isn't that joyful?
Amen.
To know that if you're saved, it is. If you're not saved, then there's no joy to it. Verse 5 and 7 states, quote, "This is the message which we have heard from Him, announced to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." So, there's no stumbling block in the Word of God for you to get to the kingdom of heaven, to stop you from getting into the kingdom of heaven, because God is light only. It's only direction. Only direction is life. Light, the Word of God, which is Spirit, is also the life of your soul to and your spirit to get into heaven. And life in Him is no... in Him is no darkness at all. There's no stumbling block in Him at all. But all the things that you see in this world are stumbling blocks. They're not light, they're darkness. Amen?
Amen.
But in the Lord there's no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with the Lord, with Him, and yet walk in darkness, you're a liar. We lie. Amen? That's what it says. And are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in light as He, the Lord, the Word, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is in the light, the Word, the light is the Word, we have fellowship with one another. Now, if the people in church are not fellowshipping one with another, then you're walking in darkness. And the blood of Jesus, as His Son, cleanses us, that is, His blood cleanses us from every former sin. That's what it means, every former sin. And now, and also, now sins of ignorance can be forgiven also by the blood. But if we don't fellowship one with another, we don't report things that are going on in the church, well, I'm sure that we are liars, because the Bible says so. Amen?
Amen.
Why would you not want to fellowship with the brothers, those of you brothers, and why would you sisters not want to fellowship with one another if the Spirit of God is in you?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Why not fellowship with the Lord? If you're the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit, then of course you want to communicate to each other. Amen?
Amen.
Quote, "We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from every former sin." It doesn't make any difference what you have done in your former life. You know, you could have bombed all these different countries. I'm talking to the presidents. I'm talking to people in the Vatican that have ordained these things. You can still be saved. But you must humble yourself before the Lord and get out, come out from among that evil that you're in. So, in these verses, we see again that light is connected to life. The Word of God is life. And it is spirit. Amen?
Amen.
So it's all connected to life. The light of men is also the life of mankind, of men. The light of men, the Word of God, of man, the light of man is also the life of man. And what is that life? It's Jesus, the Word, the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Communication. We also need to read Romans 8:2, quote, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus," this is also in Christ Jesus. So that's life too. That means that Christ is the law. Amen?
Amen.
The law. The law of the Spirit. Jesus has become a quickening spirit. Is he not become the life-giving spirit?
Amen.
Okay, so he's the law. Amen?
Amen.
The spirit of life in Jesus Christ. In other words, for the law of the spirit of life in Jesus Christ. So the law of the spirit of life in Jesus Christ. So if you've got Jesus Christ, you also have the law. Amen?
Amen.
The law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ. So if the law is in him, and you are in him, then the law of the of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ is in you. Amen?
Amen.
So has Jesus done away with the law? No. Oh, no. Not the law of the Spirit of life. Mm-mm. In Jesus Christ. This is also in Christ Jesus. The law. And that must be in you, too. Which is the guiding spirit in you, which is the comforter, the teacher. So this is also in Christ Jesus, has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. If you're not walking according to the Holy Spirit, you're walking according to the law of sin and death. Amen?
Amen.
So there's all kinds of laws. There's the moral law. You must keep that. But that isn't hard to do when you have this law of the Spirit of life in Jesus Christ in you. Amen?
Amen.
And you must have the law of Christ in you. Because Christ is the law. He is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the law. The Holy Spirit wants to, it tells you what you can do and what you can't do. Amen?
Amen.
So therefore, we can see that the Spirit is the Spirit of life. The Holy Spirit is our actual Spirit of life because it's the resurrected Spirit. We must be resurrected from our dead life of sin, transgressions, and all the filth in this world. So therefore, we can see that the Spirit is the Spirit of life, and with this Spirit of life, there is a law. Isn't it?
Yes.
Chapter 8, verse 2. It says the law of the Spirit of life. So in this Spirit of life, there is a law. An actual law. So there's many different laws. The law of sin and death, as well as the moral law. And there used to be the law of sacrifices, but Christ has already become the sacrifice, so that was the thing, the law part, the part of the moral law was never taken away. But the law of sacrifices was. Now we become living sacrifices to obey the law of the Spirit of life. And without the Spirit, you're dead. The Spirit of life, the law in the Spirit of life of Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. So we have to be into Christ. But the Spirit of life is a law. It's the Spirit of life is a law. Amen?
Amen.
So, absolutely, the law of the Spirit of life is connected to life. Now, the Spirit of God is life also, and Jesus is life, and Jesus is the light of the world. which is also life. Everything in Jesus is life. Everything in the Spirit is life. Even the law of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
The law of the Spirit. Jesus is the Spirit. The only Spirit that will get you into heaven. So all these are connected. They're all Jesus. So the Spirit of life is Jesus. Then verse 6 states, quote, the mind set on the flesh is death. If you set your mind on the flesh, if you set your mind and going out there and just lusting after every skirt that you see, or if you're a woman, you go out there and lust after every different kind of man that appeals to you, that's death, the law of sin and death. Amen?
Amen.
So then verse 6 states, quote, the mind that's set on the flesh is death. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Lord says, don't set your mind on this world. And why? Because it's condemned. And if you got your mind on this world, you're condemned with it. The Lord has now established the kingdom of heaven. And the Spirit of God, which is the Word, which I'm preaching to you, is life. And it is Christ. And it is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So the Spirit has the law, and you must obey that law. The inward anointing is the law of the Spirit. The inward anointing, the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because of what happened. Is because of what happened the other day and what keeps happening in different churches all over the world. For the mind that's set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit, Christ, the law of the Spirit of Christ, in Christ Jesus, is life. So the mind set on the Spirit, the Word of God, the mind set on the Word of God and all the things that are Christ is life. And not only life, but peace. Now, peace is also connected to life, and the life is Christ. So peace is only in Christ, in the Spirit, in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. If you don't have any peace, if you're troubled all during the day or different parts of the day, then you need to come to Christ all during the day. That's what you need to do. Now, people have been living their lives out in the world and with their minds set on the things of the flesh. They want to get hairdos. They want to get their new makeup. They want to appeal to the other gender. If the Beatles are happening, they want to get Beatle cuts. Amen? If somebody's got a mohawk, well, they want to go after that because they see people going after different superstars, what they call superstars here on earth, and so they try to make themselves look like that because they want a following of the opposite sex themselves. So peace is only in the Holy Spirit, in Christ, not in the flesh. All you people out there that are living in the flesh, you don't have any peace at all, and you know it. Because I lived all kind of a righteous life before I was saved, and I had no peace or happiness or joy. And the passage of Scripture, different passages, there are at least six different things that are all one. They are all connected to L-I-F-E, life. They are number one, light. Number two, the Holy Spirit. They're all one. Number three, fellowship with the Lord and with the body of Christ. And four, joy. Five, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And six, peace. All these are connected to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus has become the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, he could never have breathed the Spirit of the Holy Spirit into his disciples. That only happened after he was glorified, after his resurrection. So, it is my desire the desire of my heart in these last days to tell the children of God and the people that are unsaved out in the world and the Lord's children with the knowledge, the understanding of the Word of God. It is to teach everyone to know the proper way to experience Christ as our life. Christ is the Word. Christ is the Spirit. And the reason these things hit you so hard in your heart or in your mind, and they're hard to understand, is because you have not been Christ's. You haven't given your entire self over to the Lord. Our eternal life. He is our eternal life. What, you know, if you died today, what have you done in the world to experience Christ, the life of Christ? In other words, my real burden is to help the people of the world to know the way of the inner life. And all Christians, of course, if you're a true born of the Spirit Christian, then Christ is living in you. He's living in me today, and he is our life. He's living in us for one specific reason, to be life, eternal life to us. That's the only reason. So, but we have to observe that. We have to love that. We have to kiss it. We have to hug it. We have to love it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. How in the world can we experience Christ as life all the time? The intention of God is for us to put aside our natural life and take Christ as our life, our eternal life, because our natural life is temporal and is going to pass away. So God's message to us, his intention for us, is to put aside our natural life and come unto Christ, to take Christ as our eternal life, all the facets of Christ, the Word, the Spirit, the communication, all the things I've mentioned. I have to tell a little bit about the matter of God's intentions for us. We have a physical life that God gave us, which is the natural life, the human life, by birth. It is the intention of the Lord that we take Christ as our eternal life. And I see my time is up, and so this is the intention of God, that you have the Lord's, God's, eternal life. And that is available to you. Just say this prayer, and you'll have it. That's the beginning. That's not the ending by any means. You have to continue on in the Lord, and I'll help you do that if you stay connected with this program. If you are in relationship with the Lord, you want to hear about the Lord, dial me in or contact us, and Sharon will tell you in just a few seconds how to receive a copy of this tape or CD. Now, those of you that don't know Christ, and please honor God's intention for you by saying this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ. He said, I lay my life down and I'll raise it up. Amen?
Amen.
I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. If you're driving, pull aside. Don't do that while you're driving. And just praise and thank the Lord and give him all the glory. And now here's Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of this tape or CD. It's program number 314.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow because we're going to give you a strong, powerful message from the Lord tomorrow. And the Lord wants Jesus to prepare a body for everyone to get into because he's the only one that has life. And here's Fake Springman to sing, "Prepare me a body, the body of Christ." Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Like a man.